This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I hope you're listening to us on the Audacy app. Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. When you type it in, it autocorrects to Audacity. Don't pay attention to that. Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's our word. It's our special word.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. R-A-D-I-O. That's the way to remember it, is all I'm trying to say.
That's a really good way.
It works.
Yeah, fits really.
It's good. A famous song we all know and love, or, you know.
Some of us.
We don't?
It's older people.
Right. Oh, right. Young people might not. You're right.
Well, I think Mickey Mouse Club is still around, though.
Anyway.
But still, Audacy. This is the Audacy Radio Club.
Forget
Audacy.
About that. Just, you know,
the app
Audacy.
Is called Audacy. We are Tay all day. And look, tonight, 9 o'clock. We got a big deal happening on Audacy. If you love Taylor, you want to be here at 9 o'clock on the Audacy app for a meeting of the Torture Department, Georgian Poets Department, a Department of Poets. It's an album release special.
How could you not like Taylor?
I can't
think
of a reason.
You dislike puppies, too?
Right. What's wrong with you? And by the way, Audacy, in general, you know, yeah, it's all about Taylor all day, Tay all day.
Right.
But it's also where you'll find our full show podcast. You can listen to our show live. Audacy. Got it all for you. Download the free, completely free Audacy app today. So easy. Speaking of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, tell me everything, please.
Were. Yeah. American University. Which, I'll admit it, I had to look that up. I'm like, what is that? Like, University of Phoenix or something? No. It's like a totally legit university in Washington, D.C.
University of Phoenix is legit?
Okay. What you say. American University. I was like, God, that just sounds so made up. No. Right in D.C.
Man. Somebody just pulled their diploma off the wall and put it in their desk because you said that about them. Jeesh.
Yeah, I know. I'm always saying mean things. Oh, get used to it.
Show us your diploma, lady.
I do not have one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Horse college dropout.
I am a horse college dropout. And right. Yours? Where's yours?
Oh, listen, I didn't finish. My boss gave me the out. He was like, yeah, you're already in radio. And you're pretty good. I think you're going to make it.
Yeah, what is a school thing? That's BS,
like,
man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Great, I won't pay for school anymore.
Right.
Super. Throw myself into this whole radio thing.
Quit that sham.
Ooh. Well, it's not a sham for everybody.
Right.
Some people, college really works out.
Right. Unless you went to University of Phoenix. Sorry,
well, I'm not
everyone.
Saying it didn't work out for you. I'm just saying I was like, American University.
Okay, so where is this
some
again?
Some online thing? It's in D.C.
Ah, D.C.
Yeah, it looks real nice. Like, I looked it up this morning and I was like, oh, look, that's actually legit. It's a legit, it's a physical place where you go and take classes, including the Taylor Swift's economics course called Swiftonomics.
Oh, all right. Smart.
That's how American University just got a little bit more American.
Well, you want people to pay attention and you bring up, you know, T-Swift. There's a kid on Survivor, which is a show I think only Sarah and I watch.
Yeah,
but,
pretty much it's just the two
right.
of us.
But that kid is such a Taylor Swift fan, I can't tell if he's politicking for a meet and greet or what his deal is.
So, did he do more yesterday on the show? Because the thing that impressed me about him and that other guy, the rock guy, the yeah. short rock guy who I love, whose name Ben.
I think it is Ben.
I think it's Ben. They, Charlie and Ben, go back and forth. Have you ever played that game where it's like you take a band and you just start naming songs? You go back and forth until somebody can't.
Because I'm not great with that kind of thing.
I can never remember. I always lose first. But I've met people who can play that. And, you know, Pat and Mike go back and forth. All these
they
friends
do?
Of mine. Oh, my God. It's crazy. But even they hold a zero candles to these.
So those two clowns who went like 100.
Like
100
and
deep.
Then just picked another rando band. And the thing is,
no one
can even say yes or no, that's really a song.
The young Swifty did Swifty songs and the young rocker did Metallica songs. Wasn't that how it went? And they went song for song and they went long. I thought
that's possible,
how it went.
But the thing is that if you play, I don't think you can play it that way. Because if you didn't know any Metallica songs and you're naming Taylor Swift songs and he's naming Metallica songs, he could be saying anything. The Black Death.
Oh,
the
I
crawly,
see. You're saying that
the
there's
worm in
no
your
one
shoe.
There to.
There's a spider on your face.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, you just don't know.
Well, they are on TV. I mean, someone would eventually go, that guy burned you.
Mm. Well,
anyway.
Not during the game, though.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because it's unlikely that the rocker dude would know all the Taylor Swift songs. Although, everybody likes Taylor. Anyway, back to this thing.
Right.
But anytime we can take a side turn into Survivorville, I'm down. So there's a class called Swiftonomics, which you make a great point. It's like, if you can teach someone economics, which I remember in economics class that I was just like, please someone just crash a helicopter through those windows.
Can you
and
talk about skateboarding?
And just anything but economics. But if you could make it about Taylor and show what an impact she has as she comes into a region or what have you, it is a study of her economic impact on the world. I'll tell you what her impact is. She's taken everyone's money. She has $1 billion of our dollars. Students will look at her business footprint, earnings from the Eras Tour, her influence on Ticketmaster, and more. I wonder if they'll touch on her carbon footprint and her private jet's impact on the economy.
Well,
oh,
that's
hilarious.
Yeah, listen, she's Taylor Swift. She needs to be everywhere at once.
Yeah, anytime she wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
One of the students who proposed the idea said, many other universities are creating Taylor Swift classes, but mostly in subjects like sociology or literature. I figured this was a unique topic and an opportunity to capitalize on an academic trend. My hope was to get people more interested in an economics course by focusing on someone as popular as Taylor. And by the way, tomorrow is when the Tortured Poets Department comes out. Tonight, on the Odyssey app, you can hear it. You can hear the whole thing.
Epic.
Incredible. Taylor will also, apparently this is tomorrow. Brittany, were you able to find this music video, any info about this? Taylor is going to release a music video tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific. Hooray.
No.
It's more. That's not today, is it? It's tomorrow, right?
Let me check right now.
I know. I'm going to click the. They're saying a lot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't. I think it is tomorrow. I'm not.
I
positive.
Think you're right.
Right. It's a weird thing to be. Oh, yeah. There it is. Friday, the Tortured Poets Department release day.
I knew you'd be right.
Thanks. You're the best. 5 p.m. Pacific time music video release. She's counting down the days. Incredible. Anyway, there you go. If you're thinking about what college to go to, maybe American University in D.C.
Two of my great friends majored at UCSD in economics.
Mm.
So
how'd they turn out?
They turned out, well, I don't hang with them. Part
Do
of the
they
problem,
both work in economics?
No.
Oh.
They don't. But they finished,
yeah.
Which I didn't do.
It's impressive. When
no, and UCSD is no slouch school.
No. Right, the UC system's
but
amazing.
I was like, economics?
That sounds so boring.
Pass the beer. Right. What? Do you know what that is, Vin? I said pass the beer.
Yes.
Stop talking to me about your stuff.
Can I borrow $10 so I can go buy more beer?
Right.
How do you like those economics?
Right, thank you.
I'll buy something cheaper. I'll be economical. The world's in love with Jelly Roll.
General!
Are these tattoos?
There they are.
And they're all over your face. And they're horrible.
They're everywhere.
Katy Perry thinks that Jelly Roll would be perfect as her Jelly Roll.
And they're horrible!
As her replacement on American Idol. This is it for her. She's leaving
He
after this.
Is so inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think you have to find a groove here, Jelly, now that you're a made man. You're not new anymore. So you got to find a groove. And I hope the second album does keep you where you're at. You're a breath of fresh air. He's grateful. He's into it. He's trying his hardest. He's got a great story.
Yes.
I love it all. So she's right.
Well, she's leaving after this season. And I don't know what she's doing next, but she was asked, you know, who would you like to see take your spot on the judges panel? And immediately she says, Jelly Roll. She said, Jelly Roll was crazy.
What happened to my face?
I was convinced at anything he said. He could run for president. He could be my pastor. I might go back to church for him. So I love him. And to have Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Jelly on the show would be amazing.
Mm.
Through all her quotes. Mm. She thinks that it's his ability to give constructive criticism in a kind way that would make him an awesome idol judge. She says, I would want a truth teller. That's what I want. I want someone who's not afraid to tell the truth in a graceful way.
Well, there is the challenge, isn't
that
it?
That is the challenge, because people stop telling you the truth when it starts getting booze thrown their
way. Well, and I think it's funny when I say I don't like it, but that's, and then I don't elaborate, but that's, you can't even do that.
No. Nope.
You can't just say I do not like it, because you're supposed to be
good.
Someone that
mentoring, helping to grow.
Boom! Well, I don't like it. What do you want me to
do?
I don't like it. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? The guy's no good. Sorry. Get, you know.
The audience just feels like all the people need to be propped up. They should boo, too. Maybe it sounds better to them. I don't know.
Well, they do boo. They just boo the judge, right. Not the audience, not the singer.
We do care. Care deeply. Anyway, I think that's nice. This is funny. Look, animals. I don't know about SeaWorld, and I'm sure it's terrible. I hear, and I'm not going anytime soon, so I'm not, like, worried that I have to make a decision about it. But if I was going to perform at SeaWorld, I guess PETA gets in touch with me and says, don't do that. And then you either yes or no.
Well, the record with the orcas is bad.
Right. No, they're right. You don't hear good news stories about these big fish, mammals, in captivity.
Right.
They're too smart for it. It makes them crazy. And it can be very dangerous for everybody involved.
They're in very tiny tanks compared to, you know, the ocean.
Yeah.
So,
limitless ocean.
I understand. So who was going to perform there?
Jason Derulo. Mm. Yeah, weird. He bagged a show at SeaWorld because PETA reached out. They were like, guy, they talk about, and they say alleged animal abuse here. I think it's fairly well documented. Like, aren't there documentaries that show this? So Jason was supposed to perform at their Seven Seas Food Festival, which actually doesn't sound like something you want. I mean, really? So we're going to eat the fish? I don't understand.
Crunch.
This was supposed to be this past Sunday, but he dropped out. PETA was like, don't do it. Here's the stuff that goes down at these parks. To thank him, they sent him a SeaWorld Sucks t-shirt, vegan dolphin-shaped fruit snacks, and a stuffed toy dolphin for his fun son. For his fun
for
son.
His fun.
For his fun son. Jason has been replaced on the bill by a country singer by the name of Chris Young, which, I don't know. You're a country guy. Do you know?
Is Jason, is he the guy, the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle guy?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Right? Isn't that Jason Derulo? Jason, he was in, he was the guy they had to airbrush his man zone out of Cats. He was so bulging in that costume.
Weird, I don't know that story, but I thought he was the...
Yeah, it
wiggle,
is the wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And Snoop Dogg, actually, that song.
The song Snoop Dogg?
What? The song is called Wiggle.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
That's wiggle, wiggle? Sounds like that's Snoop's part.
That's Snoop.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And they had to airbrush him out of himself?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh.
Like, he would put the Cats costume on for that not-loved movie Cats. And apparently he was so... He filled it out so well, right? What are they trying to say? Cats don't have wieners? Anyway, some guy named Chris Young replaced him on the bill. I'm sure Pete is currently ruining his career.
You guys remember the infamous picture from Derulo, right? The one on the, he's wearing underwear here.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Right, and it's hanging off. It's like,
I'm boycotting looking at that
screen.
Actually, I will not look.
It's poking off the side of his hip.
Like I don't look at that.
It starts in the middle and just goes all the way out to
the
side.
Here's Chris Young.
Use that.
Oh, I don't know him. Do you know him?
You're
a country fan.
I do not know him.
I've zoomed in further if you'd like to.
Just flick your eyes up.
I'm not looking.
You should take a look.
I won't.
I mean, it is smiling at you. It is fully, it looks like the Amazon arrow. Put that up on the Facebook page.
Don't put that up on the Facebook page.
I'm not going to put it up on the Facebook page. Well, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Can you say what the keywords are that you use to find that? Because people might want to see it. It is a honker, man. That is just
it?
Right, yeah. It's like a, you know what you think about, like.
All right, I'll look.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah.
The dude's yoked, man.
You got it, right? Yoked is the word.
You into that guy?
Not really. I don't care about that.
What?
I just don't care about it.
You entirely left a man sitting in his own tears.
Yeah, but that was because we had the opposite problem.
I know.
That actually looks like,
that looks like a problem to me. Of all
that
the people to not care, you would have been someone who
I don't care about it at all. I mean, maybe back in the day I'd been like, maybe I should try that out. But now I'm like, bring that to someone who cares. Crazy Rich Asians, which is a great movie and based on great books, apparently. That's what I hear. Brittany, did you read the books? I know you loved the movie.
No, I watched the movie. I liked it a lot.
It is coming to a stage near you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going to become a stage musical. So that should be super fun. And it will be directed by John Chu.
Nice.
Aiming for Broadway. Just thought I'd let you know in case you're interested in what's coming to a stage near you.
Mm.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, wait till you hear about this.
Hold on. I can't.
A Weekend at Bernie's style crime and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I
love those guys.
Oh, it's so good. Neighborhood. We're getting out of sweater weather now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into bikini weather.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. And over here at the Alice, we're getting into Benson Boone. There's so much happening today and tomorrow. Be listening to Janie's show at 5:05 in the afternoon. She'll be giving you a keyword. You text that to 20357, and that's it. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. Do it.
Do it. It's fun. It is actually nice to have a sixth day.
Yeah.
With all highlights.
I agree. I mean, we're the best, right?
Oh, my God. Everyone says so.
All right. Here's what's happening. Enough of that. No, but really do tune in. But,
yeah, please.
You know. A restaurant in Italy is trying something new and cool. You tell me what you think.
Okay. Restaurants in Italy don't need new cool things. I feel like they have all the old cool things.
Most Americans have a hard time making it through a meal without pulling out their damn phones.
Oh.
I don't know that that's exclusive to Americans, but they're saying so in Italy.
I see.
They're saying even at a restaurant.
Well, we want to take pictures Americans. Of our food and put that up on social media and tell our mom that we're sitting at a cafe in Italy. Isn't this amazing? And now I got to just check and see if anybody liked my post I made 1 minute ago.
Right. We're busy.
Very busy. Got a lot going on this phone.
Many of us, though, apparently, according to the research in Italy, would gladly give up, you know, pulling out our phones every second if there was a deal in it for them. So the new restaurant in Italy is trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you'll give up your phone when you come in.
Oh, give it up, like leave it at the front desk?
They put it in a box.
Oh.
And it's even locked with a key.
Oh.
They'll give you the key.
Ah, you better not lose that.
But, yeah, no kidding.
Mm. Hello, Vinny.
Yeah. The restaurant is in Verona, and it's called Al Condominio.
Oh, Al Condominio.
Yep.
Sounds fancy.
You know, Brittany, weren't you saying, though, that the best bottles of wine that you got in Italy were like $3 American? Like that's a great deal if they could just do like a cheap table wine, something yummy.
They said they wanted to try something new and they thought this would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions. Give up your phone and get a free bottle of wine.
You know, the thing about, I just assume this is true in Italy because this is what you hear about Europe is like, block out 2 hours minimum and don't be so hungry all the time, you.
I've heard that and Christina has said to me because she's traveled and she has said you would lose your, and I am Italian. My family is not here long. So when I used to go back to New York, those meals were forever and they were like first we're bringing out this and then this.
And then after you've eaten that and mostly digested it, then you get your next food.
And you get some of this and some of that. And then the bowl of fruit comes out and everybody has a piece of fruit. And then the dessert comes out. As a kid, I was just able to go, I'm out of here. And I'd go play wherever I could find anything.
Under the table. Sure. Inside the fridge, whatever.
And just get me out of here. But so there was definitely the 3 and 4 hour dinners where you just go, and now baked chicken. What? Who hasn't had enough to eat? And don't say, because you have, I can see it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I think I do.
Yeah. You don't need a fifth course is what I'm getting at. Yeah. Come on. Anyway.
Who's counting? We're all just sitting here enjoying ourselves.
Wow. I'm just saying, for a bored kid.
Why have the count, kid?
Anything to get me out of here. Anyway,
send that kid to Jersey.
Look at Italy.
All right.
Coming up with big ideas. Free bottle of wine if you'll turn over your phone and actually pay attention to your partner. It's actually
how sad that they have to ask for that. Well, you know, there you are in Italy. Like, enjoy it.
I don't know. A woman in Brazil.
Yeah.
Is facing serious charges after she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank. Like Weekend at Bernie style.
Oh.
She tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name.
Loan?
Yeah. The bank teller videoed the whole thing.
Oh.
The man was clearly no longer with us, but the niece kept talking to him like he was alive. And tried to help him sign the paperwork for the loan she wanted. She had to hold his head up the entire time. The teller said,
I could smell him from the other side of the desk.
His skin tone looked off and he was oddly quiet.
It's awful.
But the woman claimed,
good try though. You know,
he just doesn't like to say much anymore. What?
He's just quiet. He's shy.
Employees called the cops who showed up and arrested her. The man she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who apparently had died several hours earlier.
Oh, did she just find him on the side of the road?
It doesn't say here whether or not they are in fact related, but the interesting thing, at least in my opinion, is imagine you're someone who can seize that moment. You're that shady that you automatically go into, I know how to turn this into my, you know, instead of calling an ambulance and the police and whatever.
Yeah.
Or
can you get a phone to open up what someone said, Face?
Let me ask you a question.
What's the question?
Forget about that question. Let me ask you this question.
I was going to say she could just empty the bank accounts.
I'll get that to you after I search Google.
If someone kicks at your house, you don't call an ambulance, do you? Do you actually call, like, a hearse?
I think you call the police. I think you call 911, and then they decide what needs to happen. Right?
So you get the police there.
You get somebody official to say, yes, this person is dead. Yes, this looks like... Well, and then doesn't a coroner have to come to the house?
That's what I ask
because
you.
Because they want to know about foul play, right? So if you're just like, I don't know, he's on the couch and he seems to have fallen into his head. He's dead. But it's natural causes. Just send an ambulance. It'll be fine. I think they want to... I don't know. Don't they want to see a body at where it died? I don't think you're supposed to move it.
I don't know, but I mean, it's very strange. Like, all of a sudden, I'm thinking...
So this guy died in a wheelchair.
If that happened,
right.
Let's say, overnight, and you weren't...
Alicia had died, and you were, like, you wanted to know what to do about it.
I'm so glad you worked that into this.
Yes. I'm just trying to think of scenarios where someone
really
has died.
I appreciate that.
Really? I'm so glad. I'll try to find more ways to work it in.
It's wonderful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
She's wicked smart like that. Oh, by the way, I did look it up. You have to, first of all, have your eyes open.
Oh, okay. So well, I can peel their eyes open, right? That's
yeah. So probably you can do that as long as you have their eyes open and it's their face.
Yeah. Because that way you can get like a 2-factor authentication to get all their money out of their bank account or something, right? I mean, yeah, that's how you got to do it.
Anyway.
Also, I watched the video of this lady.
Oh, you said the video's on the internet.
It is.
Oh, it's great.
The face of the guy is blurred, which I appreciated that.
Yeah, because it is a dead guy.
The lady takes a taxi cab with this guy. The taxi gets out and helps her carry the body onto the wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then she pays the taxi guy. He takes off. So.
The taxi guy didn't know? Or is he just like, you know what, lady, just get out of my taxi.
Hey, I am working for tips here.
Yeah.
Right.
Police are still looking into this storyline, but she could be facing charges for fraud, embezzlement, abuse of a corpse.
Abuse of
maybe
a corpse.
Murder.
Most foul.
Yikes. Okay, I got a question for you. From the grave to the womb. Here we are.
In reverse. Got it.
This is wonderful, right?
Or reincarnation. Got it. I'm ready.
Was your mom ever in the delivery room when you had your kids?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Absolutely not.
Well, you mean absolutely not.
I didn't want anyone in the room.
What if she were here? Would you have let her in the delivery room?
No, I wouldn't have. But no, thanks.
It's your mom.
It doesn't matter.
Mommy.
No,
in
no
a
thanks.
Moment where you are
she's
in.
She's way too interested in looking at stuff. I just would. I would make me
that
incredibly
would be your
uncomfortable.
Problem?
Yes.
Her taking pictures of her grandchildren coming into the world?
Yes, that would be a huge problem for
do
me.
Do you have video of that?
No.
Oh, there's no
video? No, and I didn't want to look at the mirror. None of it. Just like, nope. Just hand me the baby when I'm done with whatever it is I'm doing here.
This story says, I'm pregnant and banned my mom from the delivery room and she's furious about it.
Well, it's not her choice. It's yours.
Is it though?
It is.
You get to say, no, mom, you can't come in.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
All right. I didn't realize. No, I was in there and I was like.
Christina's mom wasn't in there?
No.
I know people who
Christina's
are like.
Christina's sister on the second, with our second kid. Actually was like, I don't know if she went to midwife school or whatever.
Did she doula for you?
Yeah, yes, she did.
Funny.
She was a big part of our second child being born.
Well, that's very nice.
I just played music.
You were the DJ.
I was the DJ.
Mm.
That's right.
Some people are fine with that stuff. I wouldn't be. I didn't want any extra medical staff in there. I didn't want visitors. I just wanted me and John and whatever absolutely essential personnel.
Is it wrong that the mom is so pissed off about it?
I really think that the mom needs to be a little more understanding about what the daughter's having the baby. You're going to get to see the baby. Don't worry. You'll get just because you weren't the first person to see it. I saw that child 5 minutes before you got to see it. I saw it coming out of you, dear.
Pregnant mom says, my mom is saying she has grandparent rights and is furious that I have said no to her being there.
Yeah, she doesn't have any rights in this situation.
And now she's blaming her partner's parents for having something to do with it. Oh. The other grandma must have gotten in between me and my daughter.
Is the other grandma going to be in the room?
Nope.
Yeah, this, you know what? Your mom sounds like a psycho bitch.
Whoa, and,
look, there are moms like that.
Mom, Sarah.
Yeah, and she doesn't want her in the room either, Bryn.
Sarah, well, I'm just saying. That will do.
Was your mom in the room when Kaya was born?
Absolutely not.
What?
I think Anita would be too shy for that.
Shy?
Anita.
Yeah, it's like you are at your worst in that. And you look your worst and everything is blowing up.
Well, I wish
there.
The nurses were a little more. I remember the first.
Yeah, the
kid
nurses
being
are great.
Born,
they've
the
seen
nurse
it all.
Was like, look, Dad, look, right here. I'm like, no. Take it easy, Lisa.
You're acting like it's Jason Derulo's man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to look.
I'm supposed to be over there reading a magazine.
It was short on time, guys.
What?
Oh, all right. Time to play a game.
All right.
You know, pretty soon we're going to start playing these games with listeners. We're very excited about that. We're working on that.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
I'm going to switch it up this time. Oh. Instead of choosing name the next lyric, we're going to name this song.
Oh, and just the name of the song?
That's right. And since you guys are right next to each other, you guys, whoever can shout out the name of the song correctly in full.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, Vinny's hurrying. Do it now. He's in a coughing fit.
I'm not going to do it now.
Oh,
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know you guys know all these songs and all the names.
All right.
So this
is like a name that's just no artist necessary. Just name that tune. Okay.
Name the actual title of the song.
Oh, this is going to be all tricky.
It's going to be a little bit tricky.
An interstate love song or something.
Very, very popular songs.
Okay.
You guys know them.
Sarah McLachlan!
Yes.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were my girl. When I was your man.
She got it.
How many chances are you going to give her?
You get as many as you want.
Oh,
all
right.
You just stepped all over her.
All right. Well, I don't know. I was
Sarah won.
Okay.
Vinny.
I'm ready. You know what? I'm going to take this seriously.
Yeah. We're going to be serious about this.
Are you taking notes, Sarah? Because I can if you don't.
I keep score. Yeah. I just automatically do it. I can't help myself.
Great. Great. You are a counter.
I am.
All right. Counter. Here we go. Really popular song here.
It's Cruel Summer.
Yeah, I can't. I think that was, I can't say.
No, Sarah started that.
Sarah.
Alex is backing me up.
But then Vinny kind of finished it faster than you, though.
It's the finish line that matters,
Sarah.
I'm
going to go half a point for each of us.
All right. Half a point, rip-off artist.
Okay. How about this one right here? Ready?
Play. Shake it off.
Dang it.
You knew that. Shake it off is correct. Sarah gets
I can't wait till tomorrow. You know what I was thinking, Brittany? Because tomorrow, the Dead Poets Society, whatever it's called, the new Taylor Swift record
whatever
is going to be out.
It's called?
Yeah, it's not Dead Poets. Hold on. Let me find it. I know I have it here. The Tortured Poets Department. I knew it was something with a poet in it.
Well, definitely something.
Yeah, it's definitely something. So I was thinking, what if we play a bunch, some songs at the beginning of each hour? You know what I mean? How normally, like at the 8 o'clock hour, we would do all the new music. I don't want to be rushed through all the songs.
Are you Jane now?
I'm not going to play the whole song in its entirety, but I'm saying let's play every song on this Taylor
Swift. Let's just do three Taylor songs from each break.
Just cuts. Like, give me the chorus. Give me the hook.
Okay. That's all right. Great. Absolutely good. Doable.
I'm glad we could figure that out in the middle of this game.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Am I winning?
Yes, you're winning. Let's go with that.
I think Sarah might be up by one, is what my guess is.
Here we go. Next up. I'm up by two, for the record.
I've got three more for you guys here.
All right.
So this one should be fairly easy. I'm not going to give it to you yet. Let me find a spot for it. All right, here you go. And everything is like torture.
Hell, no more, so finding a way to live. Is it greedy? I don't know what it is.
All right. Whoever can scream it first.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! That's me. I think that was me.
I think that was Sarah. She did say it fast, too, and said it.
Well, you're playing the actual. That's so funny because we sing that song all the time. I'm like, I feel like I've never heard this song.
All right.
Me and Vinny are looking blankly at each other.
Here we go. I'll say it quick. The Lumineers.
Ho, hey. Hey, ho.
Ho, hey is correct. Good job, Sarah.
Thank you. We started the show with that today.
And the last point. Mind you, last point wins, ready?
Skater Boy! 5.5 to half. Woo! I love this game. Good game. Really good game.
He's not even moving.
No, my whole head filled up with Avril Lavigne. That's what I was about to yell out. I was like, Avril,
you know
Avril
what?
Lavigne!
We should play this.
We'll play artist.
Play artist only. And then Vinny can.
You got it. Vinny
maybe keep up. In my defense, and I was going to say this earlier, you know, when I was a kid, I recorded all my records onto a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And I never had the song titles of anything. So I always listened to, I'd put on the whole tape and listen to it.
Right.
But if you'd have said, what song's this? I'd have gone, I don't know. It's I don't
probably
have
the hook, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I was always really meticulous. Like I would record the album onto a cassette and then I would sit and write down the name of
it. No, you did not.
Freaking-lutely. Because I needed to know what the name of the song was.
Oh, and I always looked for those long cassettes so I could string multiple albums onto one.
Right. Or you'd have,
I'd go to the skateboard ramp and we'd just put in a cassette.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would roll for as long as it would.
Was it Maxell?
Yeah.
And they would have 2 hour long tapes, yep. 120.
You guys are like speaking another language to the kids.
Okay,
sorry,
kids. Sorry
everyone.
About
you know
it.
What we should do. We should leave.
Thank you so much for listening. Hey, Bryn, great job today. And don't forget, you guys, the next time we talk to you, it'll be Taylor Swift Day.
And I'm ASLing. A-ho right now.
Oh, you're so
Alice
sweet.
At 97.
Right, hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.